Among those supporters is Brittany Sullivan. She delights in discussing the long history of American hemp farming. George Washington cultivated it at Mount Vernon, for instance. And even though hemp is cannabis, which also produces marijuana, she says the two are not the same.
Cannabis, hemp, is different, can serve as a medicine, can give you all the benefits that marijuana can. It just won't get you high.
Hemp is the source of non-psychoactive cannabidiol, or CBD oil. The Federal Drug Administration says it seems to be effective in treating epilepsy, although some other medical claims are less proven at the moment. Still, Sullivan says the uses of hemp extend well beyond the medicinal realm. She says, for example, it can be used as a nutritional supplement.
It's a great source of fiber. It's a good source of fatty acids like omega-3.
In addition to hemp's more traditional uses for things like rope and clothing, it can also be used to make biodegradable containers and many other products, all of which, says Sullivan, means more businesses and jobs.
You'll see people now opening CBD businesses. People will open different restaurants with hemp-infused food. You'll have more manufacturers developing packaging for hemp products. There's just so much that it will bring about in our community and so much revenue that will come from it.
All those uses will require more hemp farming, and Sullivan sees hemp cultivation supplanting Florida's troubled citrus industry.
Also, the pine forest industry in the panhandle and how that was affected by Hurricane Michael. So this is an incredible crop. This is also a crop that can be grown as a grain in terms of flaxseed.
Ultimately, Sullivan sees hemp-related businesses as a major moneymaker.
We're projected to have a revenue of about $22 billion by 2022 if this is implemented correctly. And all of that revenue will then be put back into our education and our law enforcement.
$20 billion, by the way, is roughly the same amount of taxable sales in hotels and other accommodations generated by Florida tourists every year. There's just one minor roadblock, admits Sullivan. Florida does not yet have laws in place allowing the commercial growth of hemp, although the federal government has opened the door for those laws to be enacted.
The Agricultural Act of 2014, which allowed pilot projects to be implemented in different states now. So now universities and different entities can start researching hemp farming. But can farmers farm hemp? No. Until state laws are passed, they can't farm hemp.
The holdup over the past few years, asserts Sullivan, has been all the debate surrounding the state's medical marijuana amendment. And even though hemp isn't pot, she says all the controversy and confusion tended to muddy the waters. Now, with the new governor and cabinet on deck, she's hopeful for progress.
We have a great agriculture commissioner. She's awesome. She's going to do a lot for us. And we have an awesome governor. And I think that they both see a vision, the same vision that I see and a lot of other people, but we just have to make sure that we really get the ball rolling with education.
Because once Florida has laws in place allowing hemp production, Sullivan says, producers will have access to significant help.
The federal government is going to fund these farmers and give them the necessary equipment to be able to farm hemp. So all we need is a state plan that's enacted at this point.
A plan that Sullivan and other hemp fans hope will come to pass during the lawmaking session that begins March 5th. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.